I'm Shayna Stulen.
Nursing homes and assisted living providers say their staffing shortages are getting worse. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A sewage pipe near Germantown collapses, pouring thousands of gallons into a local stream. I'm Luke Luker.
A group tackles the issue of human trafficking in the DMV. 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where some healthcare workers could be out of a job after tomorrow. A state mandate is in effect that says that need to get at least their first COVID dose by tomorrow. Krista Michael is a nurse in Rochester.
I am a bit overwhelmed. I'm in my 50s, but I still have a lot to give. I have a lot to offer. I love my job. I love my coworkers.
More from WROC-TV's Arikita Kost in Rochester.
Governor Hochul is preparing for a potential state of emergency declaration in anticipation of losing employees like Michael. Her contingency plan, should this cause major shortages, recruits healthcare workers from other states and countries. Recent graduates, those retired, and potentially members from the National Guard, and work with federal and state officials to expedite visa requests for medical professionals who need them.
Federal investigators are in the middle of yellow and green grassland in central Montana, combing through the wreckage from a train derailment from yesterday. It left three people dead and a host of others injured. The Amtrak train was going from Chicago to Seattle when it veered off the track. Errol Burnett is our transportation correspondent here at CBS News.
This passenger's description of a boom and then the carriage violently rocking back and forth makes it seem as if the rail itself under the train potentially failed. And if that's the case, investigators will want to see the maintenance record of the owner of this track, which is not Amtrak. It's a company called BNSF. That is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's company.
Brian Laundry is still nowhere to be found. He is considered a person of interest in the homicide of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. CBS's Tom Hansen was at a memorial that her family held for her in her native Long Island, New York.
Sunday's memorial here in Long Island was open to the public. Petito grew up just minutes away and lived here before moving to Florida to be with her fiancée, Brian Laundry.
The massive manhunt for Laundry entered a second week as searchers continued to comb through some 24,000 acres of a Florida wildlife reserve. The engaged couple's cross-country travels were well documented on social media, but troubled times like this Utah traffic stop were also captured. This 911 call came just before.
We drove by and a gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
Tonight on Paramount Plus.
We want to take a moment to thank all of our frontline workers.
The 74th annual Tony Awards. Audra McDonald there after the show was postponed last year due to the pandemic. More of the show is airing now on CBS.
Together tonight.
This is CBS News.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03. It's Sunday, the 26th day of September, 2021. 60 degrees outside. Headed down to the mid to upper 50s overnight. Good Sunday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour: a police-involved shooting in Prince George's County. Police say an officer shot at a carjacking suspect. Another suspect is on the run.
A source telling WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. Police Chief Malik Aziz says this all started shortly after 11 a.m. when a responding officer got to this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, where a caller told 911 a carjacking was going down. The two suspects ran, the officer catching up with one of them.
That responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
Aziz says the officer is a 16-year veteran. Police say the suspect's handgun was found at the scene. In Temple Hills, Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
And new tonight, two people in the hospital after a shooting in the Indian Head area of Charles County. Police say it happened in front of an apartment on Strauss Avenue and Blair Road around 7:30. Officers receiving a call about a large fight. There they found a man who was shot in the leg and chest and a juvenile woman shot in the foot. Police say the severity of their injuries is unknown at this time. The cause of the fight is also under investigation. A survey of nursing homes showing the industry is facing significant workforce crises.
How significant? Nearly 78% of the nursing homes and 71% of assisted living facilities surveyed say they're concerned that workforce challenges might force them to close. They're asking staff to work overtime or take on extra shifts. Nearly 70% of nursing homes are having to hire expensive agency staff. 58% of nursing homes are limiting new admissions. The president of the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living is calling on Congress to provide the resources for them to address their workforce challenges. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
Always dangerous and happened two times this week. Fire trucks helping people on the side of the road have been struck. Montgomery County's fire chief is reminding all of us to pay attention.
Distracted driving.
Chief Scott Goldstein with Montgomery County Fire and EMS is upset after a driver slammed into a county fire truck on I-270 near Montrose Road last Wednesday. That as his crew helped with a crash. Then a day later in Prince George's County, a fire truck there was hit on Route 50. That crash sent a firefighter to the hospital.
Frequently we see people swerve around something that they didn't pay attention for and then strike what was there, meaning the piece of fire apparatus.
It's the law to move over or reduce speed when you see an emergency or service.
Not harm us and make us another part of the incident.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
It's 10:06. Water officials warning residents to stay away from a portion of Seneca Creek. Has to do with a sewage pipe that burst.
It happened at around 2 p.m. Friday in between Dawson Farm Road and Porterfield Way. WSSC Water says over 10,000 gallons overflowed from the 30-inch pipe into the stream. They told NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain where the pipe burst makes it difficult for crews to repair the broken sewage line. It is unknown what exactly caused the collapse, but the location has seen problems before. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused thousands of gallons to spill into Seneca Creek. And if you live in the area, you can still drink from the tap. WSSC says drinking water hasn't been affected by the spill. Luke Luker, WTOP News.
And another nasty spill in Baltimore. The Public Works Department saying they don't know how much raw sewage overflowed into two residential neighborhoods on Saturday, one affecting Gwen's Falls near Reisterstown, the other spilling into Jones Falls. People being urged to stay out of both of those streams. And still ahead, tracking human trafficking in the area. It's 10:07.
Are you single and surviving this pandemic all alone? Do you wonder how you're going to meet new people and even date as the world begins to open back up? Are you over online dating and virtual gatherings? Then it's time you join My Social Calendar. My Social Calendar is a nationwide events club for singles that's been around for 10 years. You can meet people face-to-face while hiking, hot air ballooning, going to cooking classes, or attending a wine tasting, you name it. Best of all, it's better than online dating. My Social Calendar plans over 20 events a month for single people to get out of the house and make new friends. Seriously, when was the last time you went out and had a blast and everyone was single like you? These are challenging times. Let My Social Calendar make them easier. Don't let dating be a challenge, too. Check out the calendar online at mysocialcalendar.com.